This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Road School Moms. I'm one of your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino, full-time RVing mom to four road schoolers and co-founder of Full-Time Families, the resource for your family's answers to full-time RVing questions and much more. Tonight and every Sunday night, I'm blessed to be joined by my lovely co-host.
Hey, it's Mary Beth Goff, a road trip teacher, also a full-time RV and mama to four road schoolers and the creator of RoadTripTeacher.com, your resource for destination-based curriculum and educational resources for traveling homeschooling families. Our crew also chronicles our travels over at Diary of a Road School. I don't really think I can talk tonight. This is not a good omen. We chronicle our travels over at diaryofaroadmom.com and our Road School Moms team, as tongue-tied as I am. We are coming to you live again from two separate locations this week, but both of us are still in Florida, so that's a happy thought. And we are so happy to join you from wherever in the world you are. This week on Road School Moms, we are going to wrap up our February series all about love, with where we have focused with the love of God, the love of each other. We've talked all about love this week or this month, and this week we're going to wrap it up with a focus on love of community. But first, let's take a minute to cover what's new in our Road School this week. KT, how did your week go over in the Trav household?
Oh, Mary Beth, if you've been following along, as I know you have, if you're my Facebook friend or you're on Full Time Families or even on Road School Moms, then you'll know that we had a miraculous week in our rig. We had what I like to call the week of grief. As I was reflecting on the week, you know, every week I hear something rolling.
Like in my wind. House?
Yes.
Is that better?
Yes. So the week of threes, I was reflecting on what this week looked like, and I was thinking as the post came in of what other people's road school weeks look like, that we were able to celebrate three birthdays. As you know, we had two birthdays back-to-back in my rig, and the lovely James gang who's been hanging out with us had a birthday in their rig. Happy birthday, Austin. Happy birthday, Dominic and Tonya. So we had three birthdays. This week we had three moves. We moved from Orlando to Titusville, and then ultimately Titusville, or three locations, I should say, and then Titusville to South Florida. We had two failed launch attempts, meaning we tried twice to get ourselves in position for a great launch from NASA, but that was not meant to be. But both times we had a wonderful time and were able to connect with other full-time families at both launches. And we had three baptisms yesterday. No, yes, yesterday. Myself, my husband, and Tonya all got baptized in the ocean with our church down here, Redemption Church in Del Rey, officiating. And the James gang and the Moon family were both here, as well as our extended family, to celebrate with us. So it was a great week.
It was so awesome to watch in pictures, and I absolutely love the baptism in the ocean. How awesome is that? I mean, that fits in so much with, you know, your lifestyle, I guess, anyway, that, you know, it was at the ocean. I love that. It'll be a great memory for Tonya, and I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of you for sharing it, too, because that, you know, for a lot of people, and for me, I don't know, it's, you know, it's a personal moment in a lot of ways, so I'm proud of you for sharing it and being witness to that, which is exactly what we're going to talk about later in the show. Over at our
Tell
house,
me about
after
your week
two,
there, Beth.
Yes, after two glorious weeks, and I do mean glorious, of being amidst the dozens of full-time families that we had the opportunity to connect with at a couple of different locations, our fam is back on our own. We're not traveling with anybody. As you know, we're back down here in a stationary position for at least a few more weeks, probably if not a few months, and we're kind of got back to down to road school business and trying to kind of get back into our own routine, if you will. You know how that is after you've been with so many kids and so many other families, and it's kind of hard to reel your road schoolers back So it's taken me all week to do that. And I want to share with you tonight one of this resource I found. I'm going to post it over at the chat. It's actually over at Teachers Pay Teachers. But, you know, you and I have talked about adult coloring. You know, we even had a mom's night out at the Not Back to School rally in Branson where Stephanie Simpson sponsored that Usborne Books coloring night for the moms. That was so much fun. And I know my girls specifically and the younger ones in our rigs, both, you know, they all like to color. But I have been missing the boat on where, let me tell you where, my middle schoolers and my almost high schooler, which is so hard for me to even say that out loud. I found this week, they're called grammar coloring sheets. And when I first seen it, I thought, really, grammar? You know, that seems kind of old for, you know, my first or fourth grader. And then as I looked at it, I realized it was for grades 5 and up. So it totally piqued my interest. And I printed them out. It was actually a free resource. I'm putting that link on our chat right now. And if you're listening in a podcast download, don't fret because it'll be in our post that we have on our Road School Moms page and over at iTunes. But it's a free set of coloring pages that really just deal with grammar. And I have to tell you, specifically, my eighth grader absolutely loved it. So I don't know.
Oh, I'm so encouraged. I have to check that out.
Yeah, I know. I have to say, you know, we always talk about this after a rally, but FTF rallies really always recharge and renew my road school, which reminds me, you know, I love the word renew right now. So I'm just going to take a minute to say, if you have not checked out our cruise, the Chicks Cruise Women's Christian Retreat that Kimberly and I have been talking all about. It's going to leave Port Canaveral later this year in October, specifically October 13th through the 17th are the dates. Please take a minute to learn about this exciting opportunity to renew, reconnect, and recharge with other like-minded women on this 5-day, 4-night cruise to the Bahamas. We're going to post the link right now in our chat, and also that, of course, is available over at Road School Moms as well. But back to my road school, you know, we've just really renewed. I loved sitting down with the moms, and that last day at the rally, it was a real informal talk that we had of where to take your kids, you know, in the country and how to, you know, really make your road school mesh. And I have to tell you, my kiddos and I have spent more time talking this last week about the things that we've loved in the past about our road school and about our travels and, you know, the things that we love about our situation now. And, you know, we all sat down and over the last couple of days and mapped out the places that we want to visit later on this year. We know that we want to wind up in September out in Pennsylvania for our Not Back to School rally that we're going to hold out there as well again. And so we've really just mapped out the next 6 months or so of our road school and the things that they want to learn. And I was just, you know, as always, so much from them. If you just, you know, Kimberly and I talk all the time, if you can keep your mouth shut for 5 minutes, you'll be amazed at what you learn from your kiddos, right, Kim?
That is so the truth. That is so the truth. Mary Beth, you've referred twice to our chat, and for new listeners, if you're not aware, there's a chat that goes on while we're doing the live broadcast, and you can actually, if you're listening afterwards, you can actually look at the chat also. It just stays up there, and it's right there at roadschoolmoms.com. So if you're listening in and you want to chat tonight with the other moms that are listening in and you have tips to share about building community on the road, we want to hear that. And if you have resources, road school resources like Mary Beth's just sharing, we want to see that. You can we put the links up there live while we're doing this. I see Kelly Savory is listening in from Texas. Welcome, Kelly. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. It's just a great place to connect with moms. So that's what we mean when we say we're putting it on the chat. It's right there at roadschoolmoms.com. You can check that out.
I'm glad you reminded them of that.
Yes. Okay.
Sorry. I'm looking at, you know, the chat kicked me out and now I'm anonymous. I don't like to be anonymous in that chat window. That makes me irritated.
Like,
so I'll be working on that over the next here a few minutes. Anyway, so KT, I know that when we set out on our crazy full-time RV adventure, that one of the things that really drove me to travel and to kind of focus on my family a little more and do some different things away from the traditional way that we had been living was the desire to serve and really become involved in charitable causes. That was really a priority on my list. And if I remember right, that was on yours too, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Over the last couple of years, I feel like you and I have found you know, we found the memorable ways for both of our families to serve. I know you've done the soup kitchen with your family. We volunteered over Thanksgiving. That was awesome. For us, we've kind of taken the Operation Christmas Child Drives. My family has really put their heart into that. And I know along the way, you and I both tried to, you know, do things along the way. But really, the both of us are really trying to focus on the love of community. And so Kimberly and I are both digging just a little bit deeper into that. And what we've come to realize is that our God, you know, is a community of love, and that we're invited through Jesus to really share in that love. And I think we've all heard the command to spread the word, you know, spread the gospel everywhere and take the good news to the ends of the earth. But when I really look at that, I think how many of us have taken this seriously enough to actually think of ourselves as witnesses to the good news? And even if we have made that commitment to take those steps, really, what is the good news? What is it that we're supposed to spread?
That's right. As we look back and remember that Moses insisted to the people, be convinced that God is the only God of heaven and earth, and there is no other. There was a definite understanding that there is no other God. The first disciples, the first witnesses in the community of the love of God were clear and obedient in this basic principle. Moreover, there developed a bond that unites. If God is love, then God is really a community of persons who love.
Exactly. And later, we can recall, in the words of John, he said, God is love, and where there is love, there is God, and this is the love that I mean, not that we loved God, but that God first loved us and draws us into God's life. And really, that is what we are called to witness to, you know, how God first loved us and how God is love, and ultimately, where there is God, there is love. And I mean, that's a pretty simple thought. But throughout the hundreds and hundreds of years in the history of the church, there have been many people that have given witness in a really dramatic way.
Absolutely. It's been passed down from century to century of those who have loved and worked for the poor and the sick and the unfortunate. Many of those were declared saints or simply gained to know, be known as Christian heroes or legends of their time for disobedience. When I read these passages and study these words, I see that these people understood how to witness God's love by following the way of Jesus.
Yeah, and I remember the passage in the Word that it talked about the young man that came up to Jesus and basically just said, what must I do to gain everlasting life? And Jesus said, keep the commandments. I mean, that seems so simple, but, you know, what does that mean? He told him that if he wanted to be his disciple, that he would need to leave everything and follow him. He needed to listen to what he said and follow it, watch how he acted, and be just like that. And, you know, when you think about it, you know, who was Jesus and what did he do? He reached out to the poor. He reached out to the sick and the afflicted, always, you know, never failing. He was a never failing God and still is.
You know, I'm always so encouraged when I hear that leave everything and follow him, because I feel like as full-time RVers, we are so close. Right, Mary Beth? We are so close.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like one of those things. And
It is.
But I will say that I agree with you, because when I was, you know, as you know, Kimberly and I both read up. I mean, when we're going to, you know, have a show like this, one of us at least tries to do a little bit of research and, you know, point the other in whatever direction so that we're both on the same page. And it was really funny because when I read that passage, and it really goes into a little bit more detail than what we actually just read, because it actually does say something about selling everything and leaving everything.
Right.
And, you know, it's almost like I've almost felt like, oh, you know how sometimes it's like you're already down a road on a good thought and then you find something to support your cause. You're like, oh, well, that's right, because, you know, so-and-so said. And that's what I kind of felt like when I read that passage. I was like, yeah, even God said we should, you know, sell everything and hit the road. But really the, you know, the minimalistic, you know, thought and the, I don't know, it's really not as complicated as we all try to make it to be. And really, you know, the Bible does talk about not letting material possessions take over your life and not having any other God before, you know, him. And, I mean, really a lot of that, you know, we're already going that direction. It just, you know, that's what I love about this show and what we're getting ready to talk about tonight, because it really is taking it one step further. Okay, now that we've got that part of the good news under control, what else can we do to make
exactly
this journey really where it's supposed to go?
Exactly. And you know, Mary Beth, God made the world for all of us. not just a few. If we're going to be a witness and follow the basic command from the gospel, then we have to understand who Jesus was, how he lived, how he acted, and what he said. And we are very excited that at this crossroads of Road School Mom's journey, we have the opportunity to come together for a Bible study that will begin in just a few weeks to explore what all of this means and how to interpret it. On tonight's show, we have Deanna Goker with us, who is leading the project for the Road School Moms Ministry. Hello, Deanna. Can you take a few minutes to introduce yourself and tell our listeners where your family fits into our full-time RV community?
Hi, I'm Deanna Goker, and I have 9 children. 3 of them are in the trailer with us. 6 of them have grown up and left. And we began full-timing about 6 months ago today.
Well, that's so exciting. I did not know that you had 9 children. See, we just keep learning new things about each other every day. That's so awesome. That makes me feel like I was so overwhelmed with my 4 today that now I feel not so overwhelmed. Like I shouldn't be so overwhelmed with just 4. Deanna, can you tell us a little bit about your leadership role in the Road School Moms Made for the Community Bible Study and exactly how it's going to work?
Okay, so we are we've started a facilitator team. Right now there are 3, possibly 4 of us, and we're going to set up we're going to use the material, a Bible study called Made for Community from lovegodgreatly.com, and you can download it free of charge there. And then we are going to set up a private Facebook group where we will share with each other daily what we are learning as we go through various small passages of Scripture.
I'm so encouraged about this project, but I'm sure there's Road School Moms out there who are wondering, you know, I'm already so busy, I don't know if I have time to do this. So can we talk about what will be expected of those who participate in the Bible study and how they will interact with one another?
Okay, great question. What we're going to do is use a technique called SOAP, which stands for Scripture, Observation, Application, and Prayer. And so simply we will read, it's as simple as 1 verse. The most I've seen it's been 10 or 15 verses. And then there'll be 1 verse out of the day that we take the time and we actually dig into it deeper. And so that verse we will then write out, just briefly jot down, usually I just use bullet statements, what stands out to me, what's said, is there a command, who's saying it, and what does it mean for my life today? And then I make that into a prayer. As a group, what we'll do then is daily one of the facilitators will post her SOAP and the verse that we're reading, and then everybody else will be able to post theirs as well, and we can interact with each other. And it's a very simple concept. It probably takes anywhere from, depending on how much time you put into your SOAP, it could take you anywhere from maybe 10, 20 minutes tops. I recognize that we're very busy, and so we would, just for the sake of building community, it's good to have people kind of check in and actually interact with each other a few times a week. So that's what we're asking. You may not be able to put your SOAP on there every day, but that you would try to do it at least once a week. We will also have a prayer thread. We'll have some challenges we try to do together. But the beauty of having it as an online group is you can do it at any time of day. Maybe you're a night person, or you do it in between geometry and chemistry, or however it fits in. And it's always there.
I love that. So let me make sure I understand this right for me, because I can't keep a schedule. If you told me I had to be somewhere at 9 o'clock every day, that would never work for me. So I love that it's going to be very flexible. So this is basically going to be a group. The way I understand it, you're going to set this up as a group, and it'll be kind of a secret group, so to speak, so that it'll only be able to be viewed by each other, right? And so what you're saying is we could be involved as much as once a day if we wanted to. We could be involved every day, but it really requires at least a once a week commitment to kind of catch up and kind of sponge up, if you will, the information that's been put there from the others throughout the week and kind of give back what you can for that week. Am I following it right?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I can't wait for this. I really can't wait for this to start. What do you hope, personally, that those who immerse themselves in this Made for Community Bible Study will come away with? And, you know, what are the benefits that you think that they will realize from being a part of this?
One of the hardest things for me, personally, when we went full-timing and started traveling around was just the loss of community with Christian sisters. I had been part of a weekly Bible study group, and it really became, they were our family. Being in the military, we weren't around family. So I missed that. I enjoyed meeting the people in the different campgrounds, but I missed connecting around the Word. As you know, I'm currently doing an online Bible study because I wanted to see how it would work. And that has just been, to me, such a blessing to be able to once again just connect with women that are in the Word and see how the Holy Spirit is speaking to them, and they sharpen me and I sharpen them. And that has been the biggest blessing for me out of it. But we'll be looking at how God made us for community with Him, with our families, with the other people around us, with the body of Christ. And I think it's going to be just a really excellent study to refocus on what it means to really live authentically and transparently with one another.
Oh, well, thank you so much again for taking this on. Mary Beth and I feel so blessed with your involvement. Can you tell us how our Road School moms can secure a spot in the Bible study group?
Yes, we are going to start enrollment on March 7th. We want to get the word out there now so you can pray about it beforehand. And in the Road School Mom Facebook group, I will post a blurb that we're now accepting enrollment. And the size of the group is limited, but we have enough women that we could run two groups if we need to. You will just comment that you want to be in the group, and I will add you to the secret Facebook group.
Well, that sounds very easy, and I pray that a lot of women who are feeling a little out of touch or feeling, as you mentioned before, missing that fellowship with their fellow sisters will come and be a part of this. Hopefully we'll be able to do this more than once, so let's do it a first time and see how it goes. Thank you so much, Dieta.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good night. Thanks.
You too.
Oh, I'm so excited about this, Mary Beth. I can't even tell you.
I know. I'm really excited. You know what I'm more excited? And I don't mean this in the way it's going to sound, but I'm so excited. Normally when you and I come up with any kind of sort of project like this, we know it's usually one of us is like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I feel like it was such a blessing, right? Because it just kind of blessed, it was like a blessing from the sky and just kind of, really took this on. And I know you've put a lot of time into it as well, but just really excited about where this is going to go.
Well, I'll tell you where Dieta made her mistake. When she was running the Bible study that she's currently in right now, she put a call, like a feeler app on Full-Time Families, the members group on Facebook. And, you and I, when we decided to make this hard left with Road School Moms, the first thing on our agenda was, okay, we're going to have a Bible study, and then we're going to have a retreat. And we had this long list of community building opportunities that we were going to start plugging towards. And as soon as I saw that, I thought, oh, you're going to hear from me. I'm going to be calling you. And I'm just so thankful that she was willing to take this on, because I know it is a lot of work. And she does have co-facilitators in Shasta Grimes and Carrie Moon are both going to be co-facilitating with her. And it's a lot of work. It's not a lot of work for the participants, but it is a lot of work for the leadership. And we very much appreciate those women who are drawn to this ministry and willing to build this with us, build this foundation with us. While we're talking about that, I want to talk about also a quick aside for the prayer team that we've assembled. We have a wonderful burgeoning prayer team over at Road School Moms, and this week we'll be putting in the format and the structure for how that prayer team is going to work, but we've got a lot of women signed up to be a part of it. And again, I'm just so encouraged by all these women who are, pick me, we want to do it. I just the response has been overwhelming. I'm just so proud and pleased to be a part of this.
Yes. Me too, me too. And I'll say that, you know, from the very get-go, it's been our goal to really just provide a place, you know, on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern time from wherever in the world you are. You know, that was always, that's been our goal from the beginning. That's been our mantra. But it was really to provide fellowship and, you know, kind of the sisterhood. I loved how, you know, Dieta made the comment about, you know, Christian sisters, because that's really what I see this hour is. And, you know, that doesn't mean that we always have to, I mean, you know, talk about the same thing or, you know, stay on, you know, any certain track. I mean, I think all of us are, you know, a little bit from an untraditional road. Otherwise, we all wouldn't be here. We're exactly where we're at. But I love the fact that it's, you know, that it really is. We've built this community. And, you know, now it's kind of time to take our community and, you know, put it under put it under wings and see where we might fly together. Because I don't know. I know that sounds kind of sappy, but that's how I see it. And I'm just so excited about, like you said, everybody has, you know, everybody feels like they have a place, and we all know what our strengths are, and we all, you know, some of us even know what some others' weaknesses are, and it's really easy to, you know, if you know someone that's struggling, and, you know, maybe, you know, I know for me it's kind of hard just to be able, you know, just to actually say you need the help sometime, or you need the encouragement, or whatever, you know, it's just, you know, it's a great way to, you know, message a road school mom, or, you know, if you see them, if you're staying in the campground, you know, make a mention of it. Hey, we've got this Bible study, you know, is it something that you'd want to participate in? Because I know for me, you know, just that once a week that I get with you and, you know, everybody else that comes along, and in our chat tonight, there's so many of us road school moms there. I'm loving it. Bunny and Carrie and, you know, Diane and everybody that's on here, and Kelly, just to be able to, you know, see those names familiar that come up every week, or, you know that we're counting on each other to be there. It just makes, it makes all the difference in the world.
It does. You know, many times over the course of the last 2 weeks, I have heard from a lot of people, and maybe I've heard it before, but I haven't been listening because of where I was in my faith journey. But specifically in the last 2 weeks, I have heard over and over again, the one reservation I have about going on the road, or the one reservation I had about going on the road, was that I was going to be leaving my church family. And up to this point, I feel like we have been a dispersed community, and I'm just so encouraged that back in January, God very clearly spoke to both you and I separately about what we needed to do with this ministry, and I just, and if you listen to the January show, you will see how backwards and lost Mary Beth and I were about this edict, pretty much, that God had given us about what to do. And now I see it coming together through Him, and it's just amazing. It's just an amazing thing to be a part of. And if you're listening in on live or on the podcast and you want to be a part of this, trust me, we have a place for you. We need a lot of help. We need as many people who can roll up their sleeves and give us a hand with building this community, with building this ministry. We need you. So if you're feeling like you're missing your church community, and you're feeling like you've lost your place and you've lost your connection, this is your wanted ad right here. This is us calling for you to come be a part of this. This is not about Mary Beth and I. This is way bigger than that. This is about connecting all these road school moms, connecting all these women across all these miles, and saying, you have a place here. You have a place. We will make a place for you. We want you to be here. We want to connect and encourage you in this community. We want you to be a part of this. So if you do feel that calling, just email me, Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com, email Mary Beth, info@roadtripteacher.com, and just say, hey, I want to be involved. If you want to tell us what your strengths are or your areas of interest, all the more better. If you don't know what that is, but you want to be involved, just tell us you want to be involved, and we will give you a couple options of what we need right now to accomplish this. But I'm just so encouraged. And so here at Road School Moms, we encourage you to come together and witness to others the love of our God. He is truly an awesome God. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us, we implore you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. I just can't thank you enough for joining us tonight and every Sunday night at 9 p.m. If Sunday night at 9 p.m. doesn't work for you and you're joining us on a podcast, welcome. We're just as happy that we can be available to you wherever you need us to be available to you. We really hope that these words help you draw closer to the Lord. We hope you find your salvation in Jesus, and learn how to surrender your heart, soul, and mind to him so that he may do great things with you and in you.
That's right, KT. Thank you. Thank you all for joining us tonight for this last show in our four-part series on love. We hope you'll make yourself a priority and give yourself this 1 hour next Sunday and every Sunday night, really, to recharge, renew, and reconnect with our Road School Mom community. If you do happen to be listening to us over at iTunes from a download, please remember to leave us a review. Of course, Kimberly and I love 5 stars, but we really just want your honest opinion, so please do leave us a review. If it is less than 4 or 5 stars, do send one of us an email, like Kimberly said, at kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com. or myself at info@roadtripteacher.com. And please let us know what we can do to improve or better serve your Road School Mom's needs. Once you've left your review, if you'll send me an email over at Road Trip Teacher that you've done that, I will be glad to send you a digital product of your choice from the Learning Shop over at roadtripteacher.com. So from the both of us, we hope you have an awe-inspiring, amazing week. Kimberly and I hope you'll come back and join us again next week at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here from wherever in the world you are, right here on the Ultimate Radio Network. Next week, we're going to talk about encouraging other Road School Moms from across the miles. We're already working on that, and we're so excited to share that information with you. Until then, safe travels and God bless.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to roadschoolmoms.com.